I'm sharing today's podcast with the indication from the Holy Spirit that what I'm sharing is a prophetic insight for those listening or reading regarding world happenings and spiritual warfare. A few years ago, when I was in the middle of a crucial project, I found my life barraged and pressured by distractions of all kinds. Now, this is not an unusual pattern. Distractions come to steal our passion, our purpose, God's promises, and His provision. I have a scripture and a strategy that I use when distractions come to derail my focus now that really helps to keep me on track and focus on what's in front of me. This can apply to everything from work, house cleaning, counseling, writing and ministry, right down to sticking with the list for the grocery store and not adding extra cheese and crackers and other goodies into the shopping basket. When Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, distractions came in the form of men calling out to him high up on his ladder to come down to discuss their important matters. These men presented concerns and rumors they feared to be truth, and they were persistent and insistent that he come down and address the matters with them immediately. Nehemiah responds plainly, "I cannot come down. I am doing a great work." You know, there are many distractions being hurled at the body of Christ constantly. So what do? We look those distractions square in the face and we say, "We cannot come down. We are doing a great work." End of story. You see, we have no time for distractions. There's too much on the line. There's restoration to be done. Broken down walls and broken down people to be filled back up. Truth to be told. Healing to be performed. Love and justice to manifest, and so on. And while we are doing these assigned by the Lord tasks, because if they're not assigned by the Lord, then we're basically doing our own thing, not His important work. While we are doing the assigned things from the Lord, we pray. And by that, I mean we dialogue with God our Father and praise and tell Jesus about the gratitude we have for His life that He poured out for us and speak back to Him the words He taught us in the four New Testament Gospels. And we also allow the Holy Spirit of God to have access to our hearts, bringing a sweet exposure and conviction where we might need to have our hearts cleaned up and grown up further in the way God has mapped out for those He loves so very much. When we do these things in reverence and determination as we work, you will find out, and you will find that we do not have time for distractions. When God speaks, and when we fellowship with Jesus, and when the Holy Spirit is busy working in the dry and hard places of our souls, as we do that in our work every single day, we do not have time for other distractions. We cannot come down. We cannot take time to be pulled into conversations that are wicked, weaselly, and filled with all kinds of narratives that have nothing to do with what God has and is doing right now in front of us in our daily lives. That does not mean we are not to be informed and that we are not to be advocates for godly truths. That is part of rebuilding walls that have come down in our society. But getting into non-ending dialogues and basically verbal fights with people who just want to prove a point is literally drawing us into distraction and frustration. Spiritual warfare, it's a reality, an intense fight for good over evil. Listen ever so closely to these mighty battle strategies against distractions. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last instructions. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life, your union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. And because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides so that you're protected as you confront the slanderer. for you are destined for all glorious and godly things, and you will rise victorious. That's from Ephesians 6:10 through 13. That's for right now, isn't it? Friends, in the fight against good and evil, we are doing a great work. We are obeying God. And let's hope that we aren't doing it with a haughtiness or an attitude of being a little better than everyone, and a little better than everyone else in the way that we serve God. No way. Someone whom God has called to rebuild or to restore and to do everyday jobs understands that the distractions of ego or the distractions of frustration often create breaks in relationships, and they create breaks in friendships, and it kills the opportunity to have peace with God fully. So friends, refocus. Do not negotiate with distractions. Simply move on and put your hands to the great work before you, humbly, purposefully, without an attitude of needing to prove you're heroic. We work, we serve, we love, and we fight with our eyes, focused on the one who rides at the forefront of our battles. He's there day and night, radiating comfort, wisdom, and grants discernment for every challenging situation that you and I will face. My final prayer for you as I close out today's podcast is from Hebrews 13:21. May God equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him forever and ever. Amen. Stay steady on, warriors. We cannot come down to negotiate with distractions. We have God's work to do. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and I look forward to the next podcast I have. It's going to be an interesting one. I had quite an interesting dream from the Lord, and I'm just now preparing, writing it out, and making sure that I have everything accurate. If you're looking for other encouraging materials, podcasts, I have some videos on teaching about helping people out of dark places. There's music and prophetic music for you to listen to at my website at www.marylindo.com, and you can go there and just take it into the fullest. I want to thank whoever it was that sent an amazing offering this last month. You didn't leave a name. You didn't leave a return address. But your $300 that you sent to me absolutely was a blessing. It helped to go ahead and pay for my video storage place. You have to do that. You know, if you do videos, you have to store them somewhere so you can keep a link and send them to people or put them on your website. And I just want to thank anyone who has just been so kind to send kind words, little notes in the mail with words of encouragement, or you tell me something maybe the Lord had spoken to you years ago when I ministered to you under the anointing of the Lord. And these things encourage me and challenge me to stay focused and to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm just like you. There's days I just wonder if it really makes a difference. But when people speak back, when we call back to one another and remind each other that we are called by God, the distractions are silenced and we continue to focus on what God has called each of us to do. And so I thank you again today. I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I look forward to our next podcast together. Goodbye for now.